The sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui this week has been a virtual parade of FBI witnesses. Some were on the confessed terrorist case before the 9/11 attacks, and others are experts on al-Qaeda. All have been called by prosecutors to portray an agile agency that could have easily thwarted the 9/11 plot if Moussaoui hadn't lied. That's what prosecutors are trying to prove to get a death sentence. But so far, that is not the image that's been emerging, as NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Moussaoui has been a problem for the FBI ever since he was picked up on immigration violations 3 weeks before the 9/11 attacks. The lone figure connected to the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil became a symbol of FBI bungling. After years of commission reports and investigations, it seemed all the Bureau's missteps had been revealed. But yesterday, there was more. Michael Roylance was head of the FBI counterterrorism unit at the time of the attacks. He took the stand wearing a large American flag tie. Prosecutors expected him to tell the jury all the things the Bureau could have done to prevent 9/11 if Moussaoui hadn't lied about his connections. But defense attorneys repeatedly objected, calling his testimony pure speculation, and the judge agreed. After only half an hour of questioning, prosecutors gave up. Cross-examination by Moussaoui's court-appointed defense lawyer, Edward McMahon, lasted a lot longer. Much of the questioning focused on a critical memo sent to the Bureau from the Minneapolis field office. The memo, sent 2 weeks before the attacks, concluded that Moussaoui was a terrorist with connections to Osama bin Laden, who was likely involved in a plot to hijack planes. Reading from the memo, McMahon asked, "Were you told Moussaoui is likely planning a hijacking?" "No," Roylance said. "Were you told Moussaoui has been obtaining weapons, possibly to incapacitate a pilot?" "No," Roylance snapped. He then paused and said, "Can I ask you what document that was?" McMahon held up the memo and said, "This is the communication that was sent to your office." Roylance's testimony came only one day after another prosecution witness, FBI agent Harry Sammet, testified that supervisors ignored more than 70 emails he sent, warning that Moussaoui was a possible hijacker. He said he was obstructed by his bosses and called them criminally negligent. The trial continues today with more prosecution witnesses. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.